First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Margie Curran-Marshall has a tale of intrigue on the rails.
We were on the Trans-Siberian Railroad. It was 1962 and the Cuban Missile Crisis was heating up. Through a bureaucratic mix-up, we had received visas to enter Russia and were among a very few Americans to receive permission. We had applied from Agen, the small French town where we were teaching. Somehow they thought that we were French. And wherever we went in the Soviet Union, we were met by in-tourist translators who spoke to us in French. They quickly discovered that we were Americans, but not wanting to cause problems with the bureaucrats, they never reported the error. At the end of the 10-day train ride, we arrived in Nohodka, 200 miles above Vladivostok. From there, we had tickets for a freighter to Yokohama. We were informed we would need to have a shot before boarding the Japanese ship. Terrified, with visions of slave camps in the salt mines of Siberia, an area we had just passed through, they asked us to remove our upper clothing so they could give us an injection in our backs. We strenuously objected, but they were adamant. Having no choice, we submitted, thinking we were done for. Later on the ship, a Japanese sailor explained that there was a cholera epidemic in Yokohama and we had to be protected. We replied that that didn't explain the shot in the back. He told us that this was the custom in the USSR so that workers wouldn't have sore arms.
Margie Curran-Marshall is a retired educator and world traveler. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Lori Korn and Matilda Rendt.